T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, It is Wednesday. It's time for Wednesdays with Wojo. And we have to ask Wojo the question because we did a little segment on this. My daughters turned 21 today, and they will be drinking, they've told me. So we wanted to know.
No.
Yes, Woj. Hard to believe it's been 21 years. What did you do on your 21st birthday?
You know what I did on my 21st birthday.
Gin.
No, jail.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't your birthday. I didn't realize it was your 21st.
Yes. I spent my 21st birthday in jail in Columbus, Ohio.
Whoa. I need some details. What happened and why in Columbus?
Because it was the night before the Michigan-Ohio State game in 1900 and, 82 when I turned 21. Friday night before the game, working for the Little Michigan Daily, of course, doing an outstanding job as a sports editor. We were witnessing a fight. The police were beating up some guy, throwing him out of a bar. So our photographer started taking pictures. The police told him to stop. He said, I'm a member of the press. They grabbed him, arrested him, and you know me, always fighting for righteous and justice, I intervened and they arrested me and spent the night in jail.
Did you get out in time for kickoff?
Barely. I think they released us like at 8 a.m. by the time I got back to the it was so gross. The kicker. It was my 21st birthday, and I think they assumed we were all drunk or something. I wasn't, because I had the stomach flu 2 days before, and I still felt completely gross. So I had like half of a beer and then couldn't even finish it. And maybe that's why I was lucid enough to pretend I was Mr. Tough Guy. And here's Columbus police for you. Nothing happened as far as physical. They, in the police report, said, I swear to God, while we were detaining the other suspect, Brian Mass, the photographer, the other suspect, Mr. Winowski, jumped a cop from behind and tried to get at his coworker.
Do you still have your mugshot?
Fly of all time.
Do you still have your mugshot?
No. Well, I never got it, although I can get it because everything was dropped and all the records supposedly were expunged. But that was before everything was electronic, so I'm sure the physical mugshot still exists. I've been thinking about going there and seeing if they'll give it to me, which I think they have to.
Yeah, that would be a fun to share with everybody.
Yeah, that would be great. The good thing is, if you're going to get arrested on your 21st birthday, A, don't be drunk, which I wasn't, and B, be on the right side and don't actually be engaged in criminal activity, which I wasn't, I don't think.
Well, hopefully Jessica and Marissa will not be spending time in either the East Lansing or the Ann Arbor jail this evening.
They'll be doing shots of White Claw tonight, Stoney. Watch out.
I know one of them is heavily into the Truly. I know that.
Okay, that's the other one. Sure.
Exactly. All right, Woj. Can the two-game winning streak and the return that we saw last night of Spartan basketball continue against Ohio State, Maryland, Indiana, and two games with Michigan?
I don't know if it can continue against all of them, but they can win a few more of these, absolutely, for sure. You know what? Not only did they look obviously desperate and physical, but they are healthier. Like, Gabe Brown has been back for a little while, and And I think Izzo has found his lineup a little bit, maybe a smaller lineup. And they got contributions from everybody. And, boy, they were Izzo said after the game, it was like an old Spartan fist fight. And, yep. it really was. And I'm telling you, that showed something about Michigan State and their character and Izzo's traits and what he instills in his team. It also showed something about Illinois. Boy, did they shrink from the fight. They were discombobulated and griping and felt like they got beat up a bit with a couple of tough fouls, and they did get beat up a bit, but they were brutal. You still think the Io DeSomo is the Big Ten player of the year?
I don't know.
I mean, he's not, because it's going to be Luke Garza, but some people have made a campaign for him.
By the way, I don't know if it's a fair analogy, but Duke has played so much better without Jalen Johnson. Is it fair to say Michigan State's played much better without Foster Lawyer?
Oh, yeah, that's fair to say. Okay. Well, but that's also how a season unfolds. You find pieces and chemistry in Michigan State, and is that when the players kept talking last night about connection and finding connections? There's another connection. Have you noticed the last, couple of weeks, as it gets closer to March, all those blue bloods that people thought were Dan and Doug and having the worst season ever, Duke playing better, North Carolina playing better, Michigan State playing better, Kansas playing better, lost in overtime at Texas last night, even Kentucky playing better. Maybe when it gets down to the brass knuckles here, those Hall of Fame type coaches matter down the stretch. We'll see.
What's the recipe then, or is there, for a chance at to keep the streak alive?
Well, if they beat Ohio State Thursday, they definitely have a shot then. Then they're, 7-9 in the Big Ten, and they could win in Maryland. The two Michigan games would be tough. The recipe is just keep instilling confidence in guys like Aaron Henry, who's starting to play not out of his mind, but into his body, sort of. I mean, he really is playing much better. Rocket Watts. They're going to have to do it with defense and aggression. They're still not the greatest shooting team of all time, that's for sure. But it's not out of the realm of possibility that you win a couple of games, at least in the Big Ten tournament. I still think it's a long shot, but it's not a long, 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 long shot, I don't think.
No. All right. Well, so if you own the Detroit Lions, wouldn't you want to be, in the room a little bit?
Yeah. Now, I blame you, Stoney, and you, Jansen. Both of you. You created a firestorm with your Chris Spielman interview that isn't a firestorm at all.
I agree. We didn't think it was one there, especially when he said, when it comes to personnel, it's Brad and Dan's call.
Yeah.
I just got back from vacation and I was listening yesterday. I'm like, wait, what did I miss? What was said? And then when I heard what it was, I'm like, the hell? How is this a big time? First of all, people can't be hypocrites. Oh, the Fords don't care. They don't even pay attention. So she wants to sit in. And here's the other thing, which I think people are kind of missing the point. Yes, she's an experience as an owner and in football. How do you learn about that? Maybe you sit in. But bigger than that is we've heard so many times over the years, mismanagement, like the coach blames the GM. They don't get it. That's why they keep talking about collaboration. And he wanted to draft him. Now here you have the owner who can see with her own eyes or hear with her own ears if there are disagreements or discussions or how the collaboration is really working or not working. You can actually see. Doesn't mean you step in and stop the meeting and say, no, I want Devonta Smith. But what is wrong with having a little bit of oversight with a team that has been rudderless for, 50, 60 years? No big deal.
Well, and I think that's the whole point is she wants to learn, but she's also hired this front office. She's hired this coaching staff. And what's wrong with showing a little leadership of just being present and trying to understand what's going on and holding them accountable to what's going on?
Absolutely. And also, she knows, she's been around and saw her parents. She knows that her family and her mother and father, maybe her, have been lied to over the years. five, whoever you want, the GMs, the but there were Patricia wanted somebody, Quinn wanted somebody else. They didn't get along, they did. And all the lies that they've sat there and listened to when, you know, I have my Sunday night meeting whenever no one's around and you can say whatever you want to the owner and you're not held accountable. Okay, she knows a little bit more then. Well, no, I don't think that was the case, when at least when I was there. I think the accountability aspect part of it is huge as well.
I do think a lot of the criticism is because she's a woman. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
I think that's definitely part of it.
I mean, which is ridiculous. All right, well, real quick question here. What happens first? The Lions win a playoff game or the Wings score a power play goal?
Oh, no. Don't be picking on the Wings.
It's unbelievable. They have four power play goals all season.
That is unbelievable. And if not for the goaltending last night, would have been ugly. But leave it to Stoney to pick out the one local team that lost last night.
I started with Michigan State, and we not with you, but we were talking a little bit about the new superstar, Saban Lee.
Yeah, it seems like the Pistons unveil a new superstar every week, and then he steps aside for a little while, and the next new superstar.
The big question is, though, can they keep this second-round pick, unlike Spencer Dinwiddie, Chris Middleton, there's somebody else, and Bruce Brown, who had 29 last night.
Yeah, did every other player on the Nets get, like, a double and triple teamed, and Bruce Brown was not knocking Bruce Brown.
I know.
He's a good player, but 29 points?
Yeah, and he made threes.
Wow. That's amazing. Other NBA teams should scout whoever the Pistons draft in the second round. Just ask to trade for them immediately.
I know.
Well, and the one thing that I'm surprised that Stoney didn't bring up or anybody talk about this morning is, and when we talk about the one team that lost last night, the benefit is they now hold the best position for the lottery.
Oh, well, yeah, and I'm sure they'll fix that lottery. So the Iserman and Chris Illich or whatever – and they've talked about it. They need to make sure that thing gets fixed, the lottery.
Yes.
So the Wings don't get screwed again like they did. And the other thing, I want to just clear this up real quickly, because I make the mistake, you guys probably noticed it. Like, I tried to be a little sarcastic and fun on Twitter last night, and I sent like 12 tweets, no, probably about six, praising the Spartans for their effort. And then I sent one kind of just funny, I thought, the only downside for Michigan State in this huge victory was they basically handed the Big Ten title to Michigan, which they did, because
yes.
Illinois is now three games behind. Oh, my God. Michigan State fans. We don't care about that Michigan fans. What are you talking about? We won it fair and square when we beat Ohio State. I'm like, oh, my God. Can't people tell a joke at all?
People can't decipher sarcasm and irony on Twitter. They can't.
Nope.
But why would that even make you that upset?
Because people are losers.
Hey, thank you. Somebody sums it up nicely.
I know. Look, I take it from a loser. I've gotten upset sometimes when I don't know all the facts. Somebody tweeted. Oh, I lied. One final question.
Yeah.
Would it be fair to say at least Joe Milton can transfer like Cam Newton?
Oh,
there we go.
Wow. I like that one. I wonder where he's going to end up. You know, like how big of a program. Because, I mean, he's still a project. Mm-hmm. I mean, a potentially really good project, but he's still a project. He's not ready-made to step into a powerhouse program, I don't think.
A lot of people think either Central Florida, South Florida, Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is from Orlando. That would make sense.
Yeah. Woj, thank you as always. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Glad you're back, and see you soon.
Yeah.
Glad to be back. Woo!
All right, that's Wednesdays with Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.